EPA is requiring the removal of lead pipes in the U.S. Mega Doctor News by George Washington University. A landmark rule will now require water utilities to replace every lead pipe in the U.S. According to the ruling, which was finalized by the Biden administration on Tuesday, every lead pipe must be removed in the U.S. within 10 years. The rule, proposed by the Environmental Protection Agency, is aimed to eliminate a toxic threat from drinking water and the impact it has on children's health. The George Washington University has experts available to discuss this rule and the health dangers of lead pipes. If you would like to schedule an interview, please contact Caitlin Deckelbaum, caitlin.deckelbaum@gwu.edu. Susan Annenberg is the director of the GW Climate and Health Institute and professor of environmental and occupational health at the GW Milken Institute School of Public Health. Lynn R. Goldman, dean of the GW Milken Institute School of Public Health, is a pediatrician, epidemiologist, and environmental health expert. She formerly served as the assistant administrator for toxic substances at the EPA, where she oversaw the Office of Chemical Safety and Pollution Prevention. She can discuss the health consequences of lead exposure. Maria Jose Tellero Scatino, a researcher at the GW Milken Institute School of Public Health, can talk about the public health benefits of the EPA's proposal to remove lead pipes. She was the lead author of a recent study that linked pediatric lead exposure to an increased risk of criminal behavior later in life. Caitlin Grady, assistant professor of engineering management and systems engineering, studies the form and functions of interconnected infrastructure across water, food, and energy systems. Her research seeks to combine network models, socio-technical data, and ethical epistemic analyses to create a more sustainable and secure environment. Grady's areas of expertise include water, food, and energy management, climate change adaptation, and infrastructure resilience. Jordan Kuiper is an environmental and prenatal, perinatal, and pediatric epidemiologist at the GW Milken Institute School of Public Health, whose research primarily focuses on children's environmental health. Kate Applebaum is an associate professor in the Department of Environmental and Occupational Health at the GW Milken Institute School of Public Health. Her research focuses on environmental and occupational exposures influencing the risk of chronic diseases. Ashley Darcy Mahoney is neonatal nurse practitioner, researcher, and educator at the GW School of Nursing. Throughout her career, she has been at the forefront of advancing nursing research, education, and practice, with a specific focus on neonatology, infant health, and developmental pediatrics. Emily A. Binfer is an associate professor of clinical law and the director of the Health Equity Policy and Advocacy Clinic at the GW Law School. She specializes in housing, including environmental conditions such as lead and mold, eviction, and social determinants of health.